Sanibona Mzansi. I am your host, Candice Khumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. Whether you're braaiing in Mpumalanga, hustling in Hillbrow, or chilling in Cape Town, Health from Zanzi is all you need to tackle anything life throws your way. Today we're tackling a question that pops up every year as the temperatures start to dip. Are summer bodies really made in winter? Joining us to shed some light on this topic is Lufuno Nyembe, a certified personal trainer and all-around fitness guru. Lufuno, welcome to the Health from Zanzi podcast. It's such a pleasure to be chatting to you today. But before we dive into our conversation, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
I am Lufuno Nyembe. I'm 25 years of age. I've been a wellness coach for about 5 years now, also transitioned into personal training. So I help people work on their health and body goals through basic nutrition, eating, and also now physical training. So I mainly advise people on a healthy way to become fit and healthy, but not only just the physical part, the internal, the mind, and also how well they take care of themselves.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Lufuno. So speaking about if summer bodies are really made in winter, Lufuno, how would you define the saying summer bodies are made in winter, and how realistic is this approach?
So I have one issue with people saying that a specific body or someone has to look a certain way for them to feel good. A summer body is actually what you want. If you actually want chubby cheeks, thick thighs, and a bit of a belly, as long as you're healthy and as long as you're comfortable. So now by healthy, I mean your eating is great, your BMI is good, and there's regular exercise. Not everyone has to be skinny for them to have a summer body. Not everyone has to have a six-pack for the guys or muscles for them to have a summer body. For the guys, it can be just someone that's trying to lose 5 kilograms and they're happy and they're healthy and they're comfortable at the beach. You know, by summer, I think people mean revealing their bodies. So now reveal a body that you like, or one that you want for yourself and one that you're comfortable with. But now when you go to the saying directly, it's made around saying that whatever that you want today, you're going to have to work on it prior. So if you want to look or want to achieve something within a specific period of time, you're going to have to start in time. For example, which would be like studying for an exam. And now for you to get the results that you want, you're going to have to study prior. So now for you to look good in summer, you're going to have to study prior so that you can actually look good for your summer body.
So do you think there's a benefit to using winter as a base building period for fitness, even if we might not see immediate aesthetic changes?
For the saying, we can say so, because remember, for you to get started, you first need to be motivated. And then when you're motivated and you love how you feel, you love how you look, you love the results that come with it, then now discipline starts to kick in. So now when you're in the discipline phase, then it's much easier for you to stay through summer, winter. And so now that has a long benefit towards your health. So now, yes, you can use that as motivation, but now it needs to be sustainable. Don't only train in winter just for summer. What happens when it's summer? You know, do you quit when it's summer and do nothing?
So Lufuno, how would you say individuals can then navigate the pressure to achieve a certain summer body while also promoting body positivity and self-acceptance?
When it comes to that part, we can just link it to what I said in the beginning, because there's no one that died and said, oh, someone that's sexy has to look like this. Someone that has a summer body has to look like that. Because remember, when it comes to body goals and bodies, there's a lot of contributing factors to it, which is also genetics, which is also different body types. There's certain people that can't slim down to a certain type of weight. There's people that can't, especially for the guys, build a certain amount of muscle. So when it comes to body positivity, it's you aligning your goals with you. It's what you want for yourself. It's what you find looking attractive for you, not the next person. So now when it starts being about the next person, now that's where the body positivity goes out. Because when you look a certain way, then someone else says, oh, actually, your cheeks are a bit big. Work on your cheeks. you work on your cheeks, the next person says, oh, your cheeks are too skinny. And that's how it is. Because if you look at it in old African people or our parents and our grandmothers, they would want us to get fat because we look wealthy. You know, we look well taken care of. According to them, that is body positivity and it goes with a certain status. So now when it comes to self-acceptance, it's about how do you want to be, how do you look, and how do you want to look? And then you take it from there.
We know the pressure to look good in summer can be a major motivator for some, but how can individuals then maintain motivation and a positive mindset towards health and fitness throughout the year, regardless of seasonal expectations?
So when it comes to that, which I also advise with my clients, the most important thing is how you feel and how you look and what you're working on makes you feel and how it covers everything else around you. Because when you start exercising, for example, you're more time efficient because you need to be at the gym at a certain time, do certain things and be out at a certain time. So you actually become a bit more organized. And then now when you start working on yourself, as much as you're working towards a summer body, you start noticing certain changes around you. Your energy levels get better. So now you start giving more to your career. You start giving more to your job. You start giving more to your family if you have a family. So that's why I normally say that working out or working on yourself, even though you may be starting just for summer, you end up realizing that it covers much more than how you look because it goes to how you feel. It goes to how you radiate around people around you. So now that keeps you going for longer because you're working for a summer body. And when you actually like how you feel and you like how you look and you like the benefits that come with it, it becomes a bit harder to stop.
So for people who'd like to achieve their ideal summer bodies in winter, what are some words of advice you can share for them?
There's always room for improvement. And the best version of yourself that you have is the one that you have now. Because that version is going to decide whether to take action or not. And yes, you might not be comfortable. Yes, you might feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you will never get to your destination until you start. So the best thing is to get started in any condition, any situation, or anything that tries to put you down. Because now, when you're about to do something positive with your life, there's always things that seem to make sense that try to push you out of it. For example, you start thinking, oh, I have studies, or work is a lot, or I need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But now when you have to use that same time for things that are negative, probably clubbing, going out is not a bad thing. But now when you have to weigh the scale or weigh options on, should I go for workout or should I go for ice cream? Yeah. Ice cream seems okay. And you end up spending so much time there, whereas you could have used it to work on yourself, which is a long-term benefit. So now it's actually getting started with what you have, how you feel, and figure it out until you actually master it. Because if you don't start now, actually you're going to regret later. Because whether it takes you 3 months, 5 months, 2 years, at the end of the day, that time is going to pass. But when it passes, where are you going to be in your life?
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za. Or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. So, are summer bodies really made in winter? Well, the truth is, it's not about the season, it's about consistency and creating healthy habits that last. After all, a healthy body is a summer body anytime. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.